It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. My name is Spencer. Hello, how are you? Please go ahead and rate and review this podcast if you like it. If you don't like it, obviously I don't want you to rate and review it because then you're going to put the stars down and it's going to mess up the average and all that, and I don't want that. So rate and review on Apple Podcasts and other places. You can email me if you want to get a hold of me in some way. Dictionarypod@gmail.com is a good way. That's the email address. You can also follow me on social media at DictionaryPod. I got Instagram, I got Twitter, I got Threads. Twitter is now X or something. Threads, I haven't put the link in the show notes yet, so I got to do that for the ease. And I have a TikTok of @SpeedJampar. You can go do that. I haven't looked at any of the, I haven't added any new TikToks for a while. I don't have any other social media. There's all these new ones. And I'm like, just why? What's, why with the social media? It's getting really overwhelming and it hurts my brain. But I got a few of them. You can call the Google Voice number 917-727-5757. It's in the show notes. If you want to call it and leave a message, a voicemail, and then if you want, if you're okay with it, I'll put it in an episode if it is appropriate to do that. Make a joke. Send me a joke for a future word. Anything later in the E's or through the end of the alphabet. Send me some jokes. Email them to me, please. Only email. And then I'll keep track of them and I will put it in an episode. I'll say your joke for you and credit you if you want. Let's see. Anything else? Patreon. Join the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. $5 gets you exclusives. If there is a video component, like when there's a guest or now, right this very second, there is video being recorded, and this will be on Patreon for the $5 people. And you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Please go do that if you want to do that and see the random weird videos that I post. Would you like to see a video of me talking about my cat for 10 minutes? She has very weird eating habits, and so I wanted to talk about that. Merchandise. Go buy some merchandise, please and thank you. All right, let's talk about the words. The first word is effluent. EFFLUENT. Adjective from 1726. Flowing out. That's all it is. Something flowing out. The words are flowing out of my mouth. And the synonym is two of them, emanating and outgoing. So let's remind ourselves about the last word in the previous episode, which was effluence. Effluence, something that flows out. This is the thing that is flowing out, or the action or process of flowing out. So effluent, with a T, is, yes, it's the adjective, flowing out. Emanating, outgoing. These are some effluent words coming out of my mouth. As in, an effluent river. It's flowing out of something. I don't know, maybe from a mountain? Is that where rivers come from? The etymology says this is from the Latin effluere, which means to flow out. Nothing changed there. Which is from X plus fluere, which means to flow. And you add the X prefix and it means to flow out. And there's more at the word fluid. Well, that makes perfect sense. Fluids flow out of something. They flourish out of a thing. Hey, that's it for that word. What sound effect am I going to make? Yeah, maybe something like that. The second form of effluent is a noun from 1859. Something that flows out. The thing that is flowing out is also called effluent. So you can describe a thing as effluent, or the thing can be effluent. It's a little confusing. But more specifically, an outflowing branch of a main stream or lake. So the river can be effluent, but then the branch of the river, a specific branch of the river, would be also be called the effluent or an effluent. B, waste material as smoke, liquid, industrial refuse, or sewage, discharged into the environment, especially when serving as a pollutant. Yes, all of this waste material that comes out of a factory or some machinery thing, a vehicle, smoke, liquid, industrial refuse, and sewage, all of those would be considered effluents because they're flowing out of a thing and they are pollutants and we don't want them. Get them out of my places. Get them out of my places. Okay. I saw smoke and liquid and it made me think of also liquid smoke. Smoke, liquid, liquid smoke. That's a different thing. Next is effluvium. E-F-F-L-U-V-I-U-M. Effluvium. You could also say effluvia. And but what's interesting is that the plural can also be effluvia, because the A is often the plural of effluvium, effluvia, effluvium, effluvia. But then also the plural could just be effluviums, which is a very silly word. Okay, what is effluvium? It is a noun from 1651. One, an invisible emanation. Ooh, especially. This is especially an offensive exhalation or smell. Good thing you're not in the room with me right now, because maybe my exhalation smells a bit. Ooh, I feel like I've heard this word, but not really a lot, and maybe didn't understand what it was. But this is definitely a word that you got to bring into your everyday vernacular, Spencer and everybody else. Did you just fart? Oh, that effluvium smells so bad. Effluvium. Oh, how you got a lot of effluviums over there. You got them coming out of your butt. You got them coming out of your mouth. You got them coming out of your armpits. Maybe some other places. Your ears. All those effluviums. Number two. Is that where we are? Yes. A byproduct, especially in the form of waste. Similar to effluent. Yeah, this is all, it's flowing out of a thing. I think they're definitely related, because what does the etymology say? It is from the Latin effluvium, because the V is a W, effluvium, which means act of flowing out. That's pretty much it for there. I liked in the number one definition, an invisible emanation. Oh, I can't see it. I can't see it at all, but I know it's there because I can smell it. Maybe I can even taste it. Ew, yucky, no, thanks. Moving on. Let's get away from that. Efflux. I think that's how you say that. No, this is not the this is not Gilbert Gottfried saying efflux. It's efflux, E-F-F-L-U-X, noun from 1647. One, something given off in or as if in a stream. Something given off in a stream or as if in a stream. Do we have an example? No. So what would that be? Like maybe there is literally a stream. Yes, we said stream, not steam. Yes, like a stream, literally a river, a Babylon Brook. Maybe is it giving off something? Maybe early in the morning when the sun is just rising, it's giving off some of that that steam. It's not steam. What would that be? It's burning off the something? I don't know. I feel like I've seen it. It's like a misty fog kind of thing. So that could be efflux. But then to A, this is the number two definition for the word effluence. That was the last word in the previous episode. Just something that flows out. Yeah. And then to B, a passing away. Ooh, a passing away. The synonym is expiration. The milk has passed away. We need to bury it and have a funeral for the milk because it expired and it has passed away. So I'm trying to, the etymology isn't really giving us much. So it's a little hard to figure out a connection here. But clearly it seems like it's related to effluent and all these words that are, you know, giving off, flowing out. Seems kind of like that. So we got giving off from a stream, something that flows out, and the out is important because it has the E prefix, and of course we've seen in the Latin that comes from the X prefix, which means out, so it's all about something away from something else. Passing away, the expiration, that one is a little bit different, but it's, I guess it's giving away, it's flowing away, it's life force or something. Effluxion is a noun. Efflux, I-O-N. Effluxion. The next word is effort. E-F-F-O-R-T. Sometimes it takes effort to do this show and just live a normal life because, you know, we are adults. Maybe some of us are adults. And it just takes effort to keep it going. Noun from the 15th century, number one, conscious exertion of power. You are exerting a lot of power, you're doing something, and you're very conscious about it. It's not unconscious, it's conscious. You're thinking about it so hard. The rest of the definition is just hard work. Effort, hard work. As in, a job requiring time and effort. I don't think there's a lot of jobs that require time and no effort, or effort and no time. That's definitely, that would, no, definitely not that. Yeah, time and effort, they go hand in hand. Number two, a serious attempt, and the synonym is try. So you're putting, there's an example, let's not make up our own. Making an effort to reduce costs. We are trying to reduce costs. Businesses are always trying to save money. We are making an effort to stop climate change as a society. Some of us are doing a better job than others, which I mean to say some of us are not doing anything or not enough. You know who you are. A serious attempt. Number three, something produced by exertion or trying, as in the novel was her most ambitious effort. Something produced by exertion or trying. She exerted so much effort into this. She tried so hard to make this novel. Most ambitious. It's the most work she's ever put into the novel. The most interesting story, plots, and characters. Yes. Number four. Effective force as distinguished from the possible resistance called into action by such a force. And of course, there is no example for this one. Effective force as distinguished. So effective force is different from the possible resistance called into action by such a force. Oh, why does my brain... I think I'm getting dumber. My brain is breaking down. The effective force is different from the resistance from the force or from against the force. That's effort. Five, the total work done to achieve a particular end, as in the war effort. Everybody has got to band together for the war effort. The total work done to achieve the end of the war. Everybody is putting in effort to stop the war eventually. This word is from the old French esforcier. That's not at all how they say those words. Esforcier, which means to force, which is from ex plus forcier, which means to force. So wait, forcier and esforcier both mean to force? Also, I don't think it's esforcier. It's probably just like a forcier. I don't know if they say the S there. To force, you're forcing something. Force, what's with force? Force is things. So effort became effort. I don't know what to say about force and effort, and I feel like there's something. you want to put effort into a thing, but you don't want to put too much effort into a thing. Is it worth the effort when it's all said and done? I don't know. I guess I grapple with, it's too much effort, I don't want to do it. Or yes, I'm willing to put all that much effort into a thing. I don't know. It's just effort. That's the face you make when you're putting in effort. Effortful. Is that how you say that word? Effortful? Do we use this? Adjective from circa 1895. Showing or requiring effort. Showing or requiring effort is effortful. Effortfully is an adverb, and effortfulness is a noun. So you would describe something or someone as being effortful when they are requiring effort, showing effort. I am very effortful sometimes when I am trying to think of things off the top of my head. Clearly, it doesn't go so well sometimes. Effortful. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that gets used a lot. I haven't really used that one much myself. Effortless. This one, I've heard a lot more. Effortless. Adjective from 1801, 94 years before effortful. Seems like they would have come about at the same time. So effortless is showing or requiring little or no effort, as in effortless power. That power required no effort. It's not a lot of things that are effortless, but if you can find something, I don't want to put any effort into that. The synonym is easy. That's all it is. It's just easy. It requires no effort whatsoever. Putting together, figuring out how much 2 + 2 is often effortless for most people. Could be effortful for other people. That's okay. Effortlessly is an adverb, and effortlessness is a noun. Next is effrontery. Now, I don't think this is, we added an R in there, so not related to effort whatsoever. Effrontery, noun from 1697. Shameless boldness. Shameless boldness, so you are bold, and you have no shame about being bold in this way. You have effrontery. Was that what you would have, effrontery? Is that that? The synonym is insolence. I think of insolence as like, I just don't care at all. You say to do this, and I say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm being insolent because I am being bold against you, and I have no shame about being bold against you. Another synonym, I don't know why we couldn't put the two of them together. They're separated out. Temerity is another synonym. So that's like, I feel like I have it in my brain, but I don't know if I could describe it. To me, it's similar. You know, it's effrontery. It's insolence. Shameless boldness is temerity. It's like, stubborn. Could we use stubborn to help to describe temerity, possibly? I don't know. We got to wait till the T's. This word, effrontery, is from the Middle Latin word effrons, which means shameless, which is from the Latin ex plus front or frons, which means forehead. Forehead. So you put X in front of the forehead word, and you have shameless. Ooh, what is the connection here? If I put the effort in to figuring out maybe some additional etymology on this or how these are connected exactly, I don't know. I gotta really put some brain power into that. Forehead. This is my five head, but people have a forehead, and then shameless. So, there's something going on there. Like, you're putting your forehead out to the world, and you don't care. You have no shame about showing your face, your forehead. I don't know. It's like a metaphorical weird thing. Ooh, that is interesting. That was a different kind of effort. Effulgence is next. Yeah, effulgence. This is a fantastic word. Effulgence. Yeah. Okay. Effulgence. Noun from 1667. Radiant splendor. That's a great combination of words. I like shameless boldness and also radiant splendor. That's effulgence. The synonym is brilliance. This podcast does not have effulgence. It is not effulgent. It's effrontery is what it is. Effulgent, that would be the adjective, because effulgence is the noun. How much effulgence do you have? How much radiant splendor? Yeah, those are good words. What does the etymology say here? It is from the Latin verb effulgere, which means to shine forth, maybe from your forehead. That is from X plus fulgere, which means to shine. You put the X in the front, it's shining out. Wah! Radiant splendor and brilliance, effulgence. That diamond is so effulgent. I don't think the word matches what it means. Effulgence doesn't seem brilliant, but, you know, I'm just going by the sound of the word. Sometimes that happens. There's a word, I don't know what it is, but there's a word for when a word sounds like it means. I feel like I just heard somebody talking about this not that long ago. Okay, next. Effuse. Yeah, effuse. Effuse, first form, verb from 1526, starting with transitive. The transitive, there's only one, to pour out, as in a... Oh, no, it's not an example. The example of what you are pouring out is a liquid. I don't know what else you would be pouring out that can literally pour out that's not a liquid. Usually it's just liquids that pour. Solids don't pour so good. So pouring out a liquid is effuse. But there's more. That's the transitive. Here's the intransitive. One, to flow out. And the synonym is emanate. Just flowing out. Just like... Effluence, all those. A fuse is another way to say that. Two, to make a great or excessive display of enthusiasm, as in, they effused about his accomplishments. And he probably felt very uncomfortable. I know I would. Don't talk about my accomplishments. Don't compliment me. Just enjoy the content. So this is effuse. You're flowing out. The accomplishments are flowing out of your mouth into the ether, into the world, into the person's ears. That is effuse. Effuse. Let's see. The etymology says this is from the Latin verb effundere, which is from X plus fundere, which means to pour. I would assume effundere then means to pour out. Let's pour one out for our homies by effusing. And then there's more at the word found. I found a thing. I don't know how pouring is related to found. Okay, the second form. Ooh, sound effect. Mm-hmm. The second form of effuse. Now this one, because it's an adjective, you would pronounce it effuse. Not with a Z sound, with an S sound. Effuse. Adjective from circa 1530. The synonym is diffuse. Diffuse. Yeah, you think you would emphasize the second syllable. Diffuse. Specifically, spread out flat without definite form, as in effuse lichens. L-I-C-H-E-N-S. Lichens. Actually, there's a picture on my screen right now that might actually have some lichens in it. It's a branch. I don't know. I could be wrong. I see some moss. I think lichens are sort of in the world of moss. This other picture that just popped up might also have lichens. I don't know. I'm going to have to look up what lichens are exactly. I feel like they're just little planty things that live on rocks or sticks or something natural, I guess, right? Anyway, the point is that the lichens are spread out flat and they don't have a definite form other than flat, I guess. So they are effuse because they are spread out, they are diffused over an area. Now I want to look up lichen. Let's open up the Google Chrome and type in lichen. Now this is not the lichen, there's the werewolves, it's like lichen, if that's spelled with a Y. Yes, that picture that was up on my screen, literally when I looked at it, had lichens on it. It was a picture of a stick, a branch, that had these like flat sort of green-gray things growing on it. Lichens are a complex life form that is a symbiotic partnership of two separate organisms, a fungus and an alga. They combine to create a lichen. The dominant partner is the fungus. Interesting. Oh, we'll learn all about that when we get to the L's. Okay. That's really kind of fascinating that picture happened to be up at that very moment. And I will post a picture of it when I get there. I remember which one it was. I'll find it again. Okay. That's my effort sound. The next word is effusion. Effusion, noun from the 15th century. One, an act of effusing. So that would be the verb pouring out, flowing out, talking about how great somebody's accomplishments are. Yeah, that is an act of effusion. Or that is effusion. It's an act of effusing. Two, unrestrained expression of words or feelings. Yes, obviously this is all about the flow, more flowing out. This episode is all about stuff flowing out. So, unrestrained expression of words or feelings, as in, greeted her with great effusion. And that is a quote from Olive H. Prouty. Prouty? Yes, Prouty. Unrestrained, I can't stop with the words and the feelings and the emotions. They're just coming out and I can't help it and you got to deal with it. This is my effusion. Number 3A1. The escape of a fluid from anatomical vessels by rupture or exudation. The escape of a fluid from anatomic vessels by rupture or exudation. Okay, so I don't exactly know what exudation is, but I think that we can figure out that if your, as an example, your blood vessels rupture, the act of the blood leaving the vessel and going into the tissues where you don't want them, that is effusion, I guess. We don't have an example, but we have 3A2. The flow of a gas through an aperture whose diameter is small as compared with the distance between the molecules of the gas. Okay, that's very specific. So, hold up. The flow of a gas through an aperture whose diameter, the diameter of the hole, the aperture is a hole, it is small as compared with the distance between the molecules of the gas. Okay, so they, depending on the gas, they have figured out how far away the molecules are. Wouldn't they be, like, microscopically close together, even though it's a gas? I would think so. Maybe not. If it's a gas, maybe they're far apart, but they gotta be close enough to make it still a gas. But they have figured out the distance, and then they made a hole that is smaller than the distance of the molecules, how the distance between the molecules. So how big of a hole does that have to be? That's fascinating. Let's put a link in the show notes for effusion in terms of gas and the aperture that it has to be in. So how do they use this? Maybe the link that I put in will explain this. They wanted to see if it'll go through the hole like a mouse in a labyrinth. I don't know. Number 3B, the fluid that escapes. Oh no, the fluid escaped its trap. It's a fusion. Speaking of escaping, I just read a story. I don't know if this is true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I read a story that an octopus escaped. An octopus was fed some shrimp, and then they found out that it had escaped its aquarium thing because it had found a bad shrimp, not good quality. It put the shrimp on the scientist's desk to say, I don't like this shrimp, and then went back into its aquarium. I wouldn't be surprised if this were true. It seems a bit crazy, but octopuses are bonkers smart and flexible. They can get through tiny little apertures. Maybe the octopus is going through a fusion, and they can escape really easily. They can open things and figure things out, and it ended up that there were other comments on this thing, and there was other people telling octopus stories that, like, an octopus would escape its enclosure, and because it had memorized the rounds of the security guards, and it escaped, and it ate some fish, and then it came back before the security guard came. And I think we might get taken over by octopuses. I think that is highly likely in our evolution, in our future. They're going to get too smart for us and too suctiony, and we're not going to be able to defend against them. And I will gladly be a slave to the octopuses. That's it for effusion.
Yeah.
The last word is effusive. E-F-F-U-S-I-V-E. Effusive. Or effusive. Adjective from 1662. One, marked by the expression of great or excessive emotion or enthusiasm. So yeah, this is all about the flowing out, but this is specifically marked by the expression. We have an example. Effusive praise. So this is the praise where somebody's talking about somebody's accomplishments, and they are effusive. It's just, you just figure out, it's one of those words. You just figure out which one to use in context. That praise is effusive because it went through effusion and people were effusing, and maybe it was also effulgent, and a slightly different word. Number two is archaic, and it means pouring freely. Effusive is pouring freely. I think this could literally be liquid, but I also think of this as more words. That seems like we've got a lot of examples of, you know, talking, effusive talking. It just comes right out of your mouth. Number three, characterized or formed by a non-explosive outpouring of lava. Lava, that's a liquid that flows, as in effusive rocks. So they are formed by a non-explosive outpouring of lava. So the lava is still coming out, but it doesn't explode. So then I guess it just solidifies and creates these rocks. Okay, effusively is an adverb. Effusiveness is a noun. And that was the end of that part of the episode. Now comes the next part. Got to pick a word of the episode. We had effluent, effluent. Effluvium. Effluvium. Oh, yes. Okay, remember that one. Efflux. No, efflux. Effort. Effort. Effortful. Yes, effortless. Effrontery. Effulgence. Effuse. Effuse. Effusion. And effusive. Well, a lot of these were pretty related. It was all about flowing out. That is the theme of today's episode. I do enjoy putting some effort into things. I also enjoy not putting effort into things. I just want to be a lazy human sometimes. I can't let myself do that. I think just because I am an immature adult, I'm just going to have to pick effluvium as the word of the episode. That, of course, is the invisible emanation, often an offensive exhalation or smell. Yeah. Effluvium, effluvium, Don't release your effluvium near me. I'm sorry if I effluviumed by you. I just turned it into a verb. Effluvium, effluvium. That's it. That was a cute little song. Okay, let's talk about another movie I watched. Oh, and I did not bring up my list. Let's see. I believe the last one was Godfather 2, Insidious 4. You know, they're just having fun making creepy stuff. Insidious 4. I believe this is the one Lin Shaye's character is younger, right? I think this is the one, if I'm remembering correctly. I could be wrong. Is it somebody's? Yeah. Anyway, it's about the key and there's a creepy thing and it's all the creepy stuff. That's it. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
How Did This Not Get Made is a podcast all about the films and TV shows that never got made. In this podcast, we uncover the history of these intellectual properties and walk you through the plot of these unmade scripts to determine if they would have been great or awful. Here's just a few other titles that we've covered. The Beatles' Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Spider-Man, Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, Star Wars, Duel of the Fates, Superman Lives, starring Nicolas Cage, James Gunn's R-rated Scooby-Doo, and Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune, just to name a few. Episodes of How Did This Not Get Made can be found wherever you get your podcasts.